And now some of the letters to the Evening News. It seems that an article in an earlier edition of the paper about swimming in Norwich years ago has sparked a few fond memories. Moira Anderton of Thorpe St Andrew starts her letter with the Eagle Baths. I also swam at the Eagle Swimming Baths in the late 1940s, walking from Earlham Junior School. In our year, you had to be able to swim before you could go, and on certain days we could swim for our 25-yard or 50-yard certificates. Most of the children in Earlham learnt to swim in the River Yare at Earlham Park. During the summer holidays, a gang of us would go from Gypsy Lane with our swimming gear, a packet of sarnies and a bottle of pop, and go off for the day. No parent ever came with us, but we had an unwritten law that you only went into the river where you felt safe. There was the Oak, the Ash, Big Boys, S-Bend and Double S-Bend. The Oak was the shallowest bit and the Double S-Bend the deepest. As your swimming improved, you went to the next level. You couldn't swim from one to the other because of the reeds. We were all self-taught, and I was swimming at the age of 7. Can you imagine a 7-year-old being allowed to swim in a river today with no parent around? I can't remember ever getting into any difficulties. We had wonderful days. We didn't have designer swimming gear or beach towels, money or material things, but what we did have was the freedom to enjoy ourselves.
Then the redevelopment of the old Magpie Public House, recently approved, is welcomed by Marcus Moore of Sprowston. If only the nearby former stationery office was revamped too, he says. I agree with the letter from Vic Hopes, who was relieved to read that the former Magpie Public House is to be redeveloped into flats. Yes, this building has been an eyesore for far too long. I just wish that they would do something about the stationery office located on the other side of Anglia Square, as this derelict building has also been an eyesore for far too long now. Perhaps this building could also be redeveloped into flats.
Finally, Tony Self of Sprowston wonders whether the changes we see in our city is really evolution and improvement. Our city was famous for having a church for every week of the year and a pub for every day of the year. Now it's famous for having a supermarket for every week of the year and sets of traffic lights for every day of the year. Is this supposed to be evolution of our fine city? I think planners are plotting to bring in a congestion charge, and they seem to be doing all they can to make it happen. Remember when they bought in permit parking? It was supposed to be so we could park a vehicle outside the house. Now it's just another cash cow for the council. We used to have one bin, emptied once a week. Now we've got at least 3 bins emptied over a cycle of 2 weeks. They sell recycled rubbish, but we don't see a reduction in council tax. Where does the money go? Why can they spend £178 million on a new road when so many of our city roads are potholed and patchworked, not to mention the A roads leading out of the city? This is not evolution. This is our city being coerced into Londonism. Do we really want it?